Now we've got another coach on the line with us. He is Randy Weibel of the Honda Indians. His girls team knocked off Boylan last week in the sectional final. Puts him in tonight's super sectional at Streamwood, where they'll be taking on Wheaton Warrenville South for a shot at going to the Class 4A state tournament down south in Normal. Randy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
So,
thanks for having me on.
You bet. Tell us, give us the, first of all, let's give me the scouting report on Wheaton Warrenville South.
Well, they're a lot like Boylan, where they're very patient on offense, and they're gonna run probably a little bit more clock than what a team like Boylan does. The missing link for them, though, they don't have a girl like Peyton Kennedy. So it's me being patient on defense, and we have to speed them up a little bit with our pressure, but they shoot it pretty well. They're a very, very patient team, and that's probably our biggest concern is if we can get them sped up enough.
Yeah, their last game, they held Batavia scoreless in the second quarter and scoreless in the third quarter, and they've had three games in a row where they've held teams to less than 30 points. So is it first one to 30 wins?
Well, it could be. in watching those games, and they played Bartlett in the sectional final, and Bartlett had a bunch of good looks that they couldn't knock down. Obviously, they defend well, but a lot of their defense comes from their patience on offense. And, Bartlett had some good looks. They didn't knock anything down. And be real honest, it was tough to watch. It was because of the lack of scoring.
Yeah, and I saw that in their very first regional semifinals, the very first playoff game. They only won by 4 points. Hey, I was wondering if they like to slow it down. I would think that would kind of play in your favor, because I think you guys play the type of defense that makes it hard for people to hold the ball.
Well, that's what we're hoping. And, again, we worked on some things last night in practice, some different trapping areas that we might be forced to use against them. We got a little taste of it this year. Guilford did it to us twice, and we had to make some adjustments to play them. And there was a couple other teams that weren't quite as slow as Wheaton will be. But, we have some experience with it, and we think we have some things that could speed them up.
Hey, you've won three sectional titles in your very first 7 years as a coach. How long did it seem like to take to get to this spot again?
It seems like a while. I didn't realize it was until somebody said something the other night. It had been, I don't know, 12, 15 years. And again, it's sometimes it's a route, and we've played some awful good teams, and a couple of years we just didn't play very well, whether it be the regional or the sectional. But it's tough to get to they're in the final eight, and it's tough to get there. It really is, and I'm just happy for our kids. They've worked hard, and they deserve a shot.
We talked last week when I did the preview for our game, the game we covered with your sectional final. And the fact that the 10 games prior, you can add the sectional final as well, you were averaging about 70 points a game and just rolling over people. I know one of your concerns was the fact of how your girls would react in a close game. And then you really didn't have that close a game even with Boylan. So is this one you're concerned with in terms of being a close game? Because I'm looking at this on paper. I'm thinking, this to me, you're a heavy favorite looking on paper because of the way you guys have been playing as of late and the fact you're such a high-scoring team. Even though this is a good defensive team, you compare them to Boylan. Well, you took Boylan down twice pretty handily, knocking 70-plus points in both those games. So talk a little bit about how well your team has been playing lately and your biggest concern about this game, again, because you've been playing so well offensively.
Well, why we've been playing better is we rebounded the basketball, and we spent a lot of time. We emphasize it. And the other thing, we're eliminating our turnovers. We're trying just our philosophy is get a good shot every possession. And we've done that. And I think the last game against Boylan where, they made a run at us, got us down to eight, and somebody would make a big basket. So I think our kids, I don't think they'll, it'll bother them being in the close game. I think our schedule prepares us for tonight. Our Sterling tournament, we played Peoria Richwoods and a couple other really good teams, and the same thing at Dundee Crown. In a game like when we played Auburn, they're helter-skelter, and made it tough on us each time we played them. That prepares us also. And I know the scores don't look like it, but there's a ton of games that have prepared us for this for tonight.
you obviously came in the season. You knew you had a very good team. We all knew you had a very good team. And, of course, it started with Jordan King. And you had some good senior leadership with Kelly Schmitz and all. But have there been any surprises this year that have gotten to where you are to this point?
Well, I think some of our kids, you know, Hannah Malcolmson's new to our program. She has really come on and is starting to feel uncomfortable. She's been a big key for us. But probably our biggest key has been Allison Murdoch, who has just gained some confidence. Great rebounder, and she could shoot it a little bit too. She's been probably the biggest surprise, and not surprised that we knew she was talented. It was just we didn't know when we were going to see it, and we're starting to see it, and she's made a big difference for us. And Julia Burns, our point guard, who has been solid all year, is really cut down on some mistakes and has put us in good positions to score.
How do you prepare the girls for these games get bigger and bigger to kind of keep them not overexcited, level-headed, not maybe get either too excited or too anxious? How do you kind of keep them under control so they play their game?
Well, we handle practice the same way we normally would all year. We don't change much. We have a routine, and they're used to our routine. You know, like last night, we practiced for an hour and a half, and we show film, and that's what we do throughout the year. So we try to keep our routine as similar as possible.
Hey, if you look ahead, and I'm not, you know, talking about who you'd play at state or anything else, but I know you guys played Maine West earlier this year. It seems like I know in are they the big giant in Illinois girls basketball this year?
Well, they're definitely awful good. You know, they had a couple close calls in the sectional, so they're talented. They have a 6'4 kid who runs the floor and can shoot threes. I think the advantage, if we do get a chance to play them, is the bigger court. I mean, on a high school court, their 2-3 zone, their matchup zone, whatever you want to call it, it just looks like there's no way to penetrate a gap or anything. And on a bigger court, that gives teams a chance because they're not so – it's not so packed up, I guess. And that's an advantage, but they're awful good. They can beat you in several ways. So we look forward to the opportunity, hopefully, to play somebody like that.
Hey, Randy, you and I talked also earlier. You told me before that you're retiring as a teacher this year, but you said you're undecided about your future as a coach. And I have, is that still the case? You still haven't made decisions yet?
Yeah, I have not made a decision. And to be completely honest, I have no idea what I'm going to do next year. Again, my wife and I have sat and talked about it, and you know, I think I'm going to coach someplace, whether it's here or someplace else. I don't know. I mean, I there's no way I can sit home all winter and and have my wife deal with me. So I have not made a decision, and I'm being 100%, you know, honest with that. So, but I will coach someplace, and again, the nice thing about Hanamiga is the field house that's going to be done in here in April. Mm-hmm. You know, what a complex, and that makes things easy around here.
When you say you coach somewhere, then is it more or less your decision of where you go? I mean, is there any possible you'd leave Hanamiga but go be a head high school coach at some other school in the area?
It's possible. I mean, I have some ideas, you know, whether it be, you know, with the boys, with Coach Miller, who's a coaching genius, to be real mm-hmm. honest with you. And, you know, and may go with him, may do a lower level boys team. You know, if I seen the girls, I think it would be as a head coach someplace. And if I am assistant, probably be with Mike.
And would going to state, or even better yet, winning a state championship influence that decision more so, or would you probably be the same decision one way or the other?
It'd be the same. It'd be the same. I enjoy coaching. I enjoy being around great kids, and that wouldn't have any influence on anything I decide.
Is your daughter still an assistant coach in the suburbs?
Yeah, she is. She's still at Farm. She took this year off. You know, she brought into the world two great grandkids, so I think she's going to try to get back in next year. But you know, she's like me. It's in her blood. She loves coaching, and this was tough on her this year to not coach. I do know that she hung around the program a little bit and went to some games, but she still has the itch. And to be real honest with you, if she would get a head job somewhere, I'd be gone in a heartbeat to help her be her assistant. That would be the ideal scenario, to be real honest with you.
What is, just kind of looking back quick, and this year could be your career highlight if you go all the way, but talk about some of the career highlights. Because you've been with Hanamiga for about 20 years now?
Yeah, I think, 21 years, I guess. Yeah. It seems possible. But, I mean, I think getting to the Supers has been great. There's no doubt you want to take that next step. You know, when I was at Mendota, I was fortunate to be coaching a team that did go downstate, and we lost our point guard in the Super Sectional late in the game, and that really hurt us when we got there. But really the highlight is just coaching great kids. I mean, it's all about them, and I genuinely believe that. But, you know, getting to the Super, seeing our kids excited is, that's what it's all about.
I'm curious because I hear this from so many coaches. I'm sure you're no different. I think one of the cool things is having players that you had play for you from 6, 8, 10, 20 years ago, you probably still have relationships with them as well in terms of whether it be maybe now with social media more on Facebook and that, but the fact you can kind of stay in touch with them so much.
Well, that's exactly right. I got an email from a girl I coached, I think it was 18 years ago today, wishing us luck and everything like that. That means the world to me. We had a night this year where some of the alumni came back, and that was neat meeting with them after the game and just going over some of the things that happened that I had no idea happened, I didn't remember. And again, to me, that's what it's all about. That's what I enjoy about coaching. And you know, the thing about this year, Steve, there hasn't been any drama. The kids get along, and, you know, if you look at our bench during games, they're into it, and that's a coach's dream, and it's been a great group to be around.
All right. Well, he is Randy Weibel, the head basketball coach for the Honiga girls basketball team. Tonight, they'll be at Streamwood and Streamwood Super Sectional at 7 o'clock to take on Wheaton Warrenville South. The winner will advance to the state tournament. Randy, congratulations on getting this point, and we wish you the best of luck this week and tonight, and hopefully we'll talk any more come state time.